Life Point Church, we are back, right? I'm going to tell you right now, I have been waiting for this for months and months and months because I have been so tired of talking in front of a camera, like right here, like every Sunday by myself in this like dark, kind of creepy church when it's, you're all by yourself. It's weird, man. I'm telling you, it's weird. But man, I'm so thankful to be back. Thank you guys so much for being here this morning. Thank you so much for trusting us to come here, that we've done all the things that we've needed to do. We've planned and we've worked really hard to get this thing together. So, man, thank you for trusting us in this and being here with us. It's so good to see you guys. And to those that aren't here today, that couldn't be here or they're just not comfortable yet, we love you guys too. Shout out to everyone online. Love you guys as well. Also, before we get going with the message today, I need to give a shout out to all of my fathers out there. Happy Father's Day, so give it up for our dads, right? Man, our dads are so important to the lives of their children and to our world. Like, I mean, the impact that a father has in the life of a kid and then the ripple effect that has beyond is so crucial. So thank you all for being so incredible and so amazing. And I also have to say a shout out to all the spouses, partners, kids for putting up with us. Because while we may be critical, we can be annoying. And probably a lot of other things that I shouldn't say from up here. But I'm going to give you liberty to use your imagination on that one. And I'm not going to judge you for that. So, but anyways, happy Father's Day. We love you guys. Thank you for what you do. We salute you from Life Point Church and just thank you. But today we're going to go ahead and if you've been with us online, you've known that we've been going through just a couple week series on hope. And we're going to continue that conversation. We're actually going to wrap that up today. But what we've been talking about is how critical and important hope is in our lives, especially like in the day and time that we're like currently living in. Like everything that has been 2020 has been interesting to say the least. And so we need hope. And what we've talked about is the fact that no matter what is going on around us, no matter what you may be going through personally, what you're battling with, what you're struggling and wrestling with, man, no matter how like discouraged or tired or frustrated or angry, upset, fearful, whatever your emotion is, we've been talking about the fact that there is still hope. Like in spite of everything, there is hope. And in week one of the series, we talked about the fact that there is always hope for the living. So the fact that you guys are here or the ones that are watching online, if you're breathing, you're watching and listening to this or physically here, it's good. It's good for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons that it's good is because that means you have hope. Because our hope doesn't depend on ourselves, anything that we do or don't do. It doesn't depend on anything in this world. The only thing that hope depends on is Christ. Because hope is a person, right? Hope is a person, and that person is Jesus. Like, that's it. All of our hope comes from Jesus. And then last week, we talked about the fact that while things seem like they're spiraling out of control, we talked about the fact that God's got this. Like he's working all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And I'll have to admit, I'll be honest, sometimes it does not feel like that at all. I mean, I know I'm not as old as some, but in my 37 years, I know that it doesn't always seem like that. I'm not going to act like everything's always rainbows and sunshine and beautiful and, you know, cool days. Sometimes it sucks. Like, that's just reality. But the fact of the matter is that God's got this. And we talked about how nothing is falling apart, but really it's falling in place, which gives us a reason for hope. And so as we went through last week, you know, we had a ton of things that we were doing, planning, preparing to get everything ready for you guys to actually come here and to a safe, clean environment. And I was once again reminded of the reality of change. Like how much change we have gone through. I mean, just think about it this morning, right? I mean, we're walking around wearing masks. You've got people wearing gloves, hand sanitizer galore. We've cleaned the church up and down, which we always clean the church, but, you know, I'm OCD. If you know that, we've cleaned this church. But, you know, we're cleaning. There's probably people out there cleaning right now. You know, it's changed. Everyone is staying 6 feet apart. Like, it's awkward. Like, people walk up to them and be like, hey, can we, like, I don't know what to do. I mean, right now, there's an awkward distance between the row in front of you and the row behind you. I mean, things have changed. And this doesn't even scratch the surface of what we've gone through when it comes to change. And honestly, while I welcome and believe that this new normal has been much needed, I think there are so many incredible things that are coming out of this and are going to continue to come out of what this new normal is. I have to admit that I'm kind of tired of some of the changes. I'm kind of over it. Like, there's some changes that are going on right now in our country that are so, so needed, and I'm stoked on those, and I'm all about it. But some of these changes that are more annoying, like wearing a mask when you go to the grocery store and some of that stuff, and I'm just honestly, I'm going to do it. I encourage you all to do it. But I'm kind of over it, because change is difficult. Change is uncomfortable. We don't like it. Sometimes change is even painful. It just kind of is what it is. Things have changed. And over the past several months, I've probably preached about change, or it's come up quite a bit. And here we are again. But I think you're probably tired of hearing about it. I'm kind of tired of talking about it. So today what I want to do is I kind of want to flip the script a little bit. And instead of talking about all the things that have changed, even though I already did that, instead of talking about all the things that have changed, let's talk about some of the things that will never change. Because there are some very clear things that we see, and there's clear-cut facts that some things will never change. And of course, in our flawed and kind of jacked up world, and as humans, some of those things that will never change aren't so great. There's some things that won't ever change that we wish they would. We wish we could get rid of them. We wish we could do all of those things, but just move it on. But some things are beautiful. Some of the things that will never change are our hope. Those are the things that give us comfort and peace and joy. But again, some things aren't that great. And so, for example of that, let's get that one out of the way. Let's look at John chapter 16, verse 33, where Jesus tells the disciples this. He says, in this world, you will have troubles. It is what it is. In this life, you're going to have trouble. And honestly, we don't need Jesus to tell us that. We've experienced it. We've all seen it. We've all gone through troubles. It doesn't matter how put together you are. It doesn't matter how stable you think your life is. At some point in time, you're going to have trouble. What's very ironic, and sometimes I wonder why God does this to me, but when I'm writing this, like yesterday, I was kind of working through all this because I'm a procrastinator, and so I'm writing all this out, and I'm scripting everything together, and I get to this point about in this world will be troubles, and I'm flowing, I'm feeling good. For whatever reason, I said, I'm going to write on my iPad this time instead of type it, because it was flowing and I was going with it. And then I started talking to Millie about something, and then I looked back down, and it's gone. Like, everything that I had written, everything I had worked on for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, gone. Wasn't in my deleted folder. I don't know what happened. I went through all my iCloud, different devices trying to find it. Dude is gone. I was faced with some trouble. And I didn't handle it great, but I didn't handle it as bad as I used to. So progress, shout out to me, shout out to God doing a work in me. That plug was for free. But in this world, you're going to have troubles. It's reality. We know this. You will have trouble. But while some of the things that will never change are tough. Like I said, some of those other things are beautiful. They're amazing. They're the things that give us life. They give us joy. They give us peace. Ultimately, some of these things are the foundation, the very foundation of our hope. And these things will never change. And one of the most foundational and important things in our lives that will never change is this. It's that God will never change. God will never change. We see this in Scripture. In Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. It's a well-known passage of Scripture, but it's one that we might be able to quote or spit out or say, yeah, I think there's something in there like that, but sometimes we don't actually believe that. Because when we read through Scripture and we see all these incredible truths and we see all these things that God says, I will do for you and I'm here for you and I love you, at certain times, we don't believe it. So basically, we're saying that God's not the same. But the fact of the matter is that will never change. God will never change. His word will never change. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 says that the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of God will stand forever. And in Matthew 24, 35, Jesus says this. He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. He's the same. He's never going to change. And therefore, the truths that we read about in Scripture, we know that, and what we saw Jesus and we read about him living, like how he lived, that's all the same. So when we read that, we know that who Jesus was and the things that Jesus did and the things that he said are the same for today. Who he is and what he was about will be the same in the future. So that should give us hope because we know that regardless of what we face, when we go to God's word and when we look at the life of Jesus, we can say, yeah, that wasn't just then. That's for me now. And that's for me in the future, so that I can trust in that. And though everything around you might be falling apart, you can say, you know what? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, so that I can hold on to these promises and I can believe them and I can cling to this truth. So with that being said, and in knowing that God never changes, I want to share three unchanging truths from Scripture that I really believe have the potential to give you hope like never before. Like, I think these truths, if you really understand them and grasp the fact that they are the same then, today, and forever, I think it'll be a game changer in your life. But you have to live from this truth. You can't just say it. You actually have to embrace it and believe it and live it. And it'll be very comforting for you as we journey through 2020, because I don't know what's coming next, but I think it's going to be interesting. Either way, so the more hope that we can have, the more promises that we can cling to in Scripture, man, the better. And so three unchanging truths. And the first one that we're going to see is that God will rescue you. If God is the same and never changing, and we see this in Scripture, that God will rescue us, then we know that regardless of what you're going through today, he will rescue you. Psalms chapter 50, verse 15, God says this. He says, when you call on me, or then call on me when you are in trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will give me glory. So he says, when you're in trouble, again, not if, when you're in trouble, because we know that we just read earlier in John 16, that in this life you will have trouble. So when we have trouble, you know, when that happens, we need to call on God. Because when we do that, he will rescue you. Like, it's a promise in Scripture, and he doesn't change, so we know that that's what it is. See, you're never alone in your troubles. And I think that's one of the enemy's like main like tactics is when you're in trouble, you know, when it hits the fan and things aren't going well, you start to feel alone. You feel isolated. You feel like you're the only one that's experiencing that or the only one that feels that way. And then you're isolated. But the fact of the matter is that in your troubles, you're not alone. And God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And he will rescue you. No matter whether you're having financial troubles, relational troubles, if you have health troubles, if you're having troubles experiencing like hate and injustice, which I know there are, it's there, it exists, we can't ignore it. Some people are going through that trouble. We're all going through that trouble. Whether you're having trouble with your emotions, trouble with your thoughts, troubles with the fact that wrestling with things that you've done in your life, wrestling with trouble of the things that maybe have been done to you, that just wasn't fair, that wasn't right, and it continues to trouble you. Like, regardless of what trouble you are facing today, God will rescue you. But we have to call on him. See, a lot of times we think we can do it on our own. Trust me, I'm stubborn. I like to do everything on my own. I think I got this. Like yesterday, I'm just writing away. I got this. Trouble. Can't believe Apple let me down. Will, don't get too excited. I'm not switching. But in this world, you will have trouble. We know this. But God says, I don't change. And I will rescue you when you call on me. The second unchanging truth that we see in Scripture is not only that God will rescue you, but God will sustain you. There's a big difference there. God will sustain you. God will strengthen and support you both physically, mentally, and emotionally when you need it. And I don't care who you are. At some point in time, you're going to need it. I would venture to say all of us need it right now. I know for me, the fact that God will sustain me has been something that has helped to keep me sane over the past 3 or 4 months. Because mentally and emotionally, I was off. Still am a little bit. As an extreme extrovert, not being able to be around people all the time was challenging. And not only that, in the middle of it all, my grandmother passed away, and going to a funeral and trying to figure all that out in the midst of COVID was a disaster. It was disheartening. I was bummed. But God sustained me. He pulled me through. Psalms chapter 55, verse 22, David says this. He says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. But you notice something going on in both of these verses. Like, God will not change, and God will rescue you, and he will sustain you, but we have to take it to him. We have to admit that we need it and that we trust him to do this work in us. So we have to be willing to lay down our worries. We have to lay down our doubts. We have to lay down our fears and our anger. We have to lay down our hurt. We have to lay everything down at the feet of Jesus and trust him and know that he will sustain you. Because again, he's the same yesterday, today, forever. And if he says in Psalms that he's going to sustain us if we cast our burdens on him, then we can believe that. Because he doesn't change. And so the fact of the matter is that he will sustain you will never change as well. And the final and most important unchanging truth that we find in Scripture is simply this, that God will save you. God will save you. One of the most recognized verses like in our culture and world today. You see it everywhere. You see it at sporting events. You see it at, you know, in WWE. You see it everywhere, right? John 3:16, right? I mean, I learned that as a kid, little kid. But check it out. It says, for God so loved the world. Like, I don't want you to, like, hear this, like, just as you have it running through your head because you've heard it a billion times. Like, try to hear this fresh and new. For God so loved the world, not just certain people, not just certain denominations. He loved the world, that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This is the greatest truth that we could never, ever know and ever receive. And the beautiful thing about it is that it will never change. That passage of scripture, that verse, will never change. The fact that God loves you will never change. The fact that if you believe in him, he will save you. You won't perish, but you'll have everlasting life and you'll be connected with him forever. That will never change. And that's how much God loves you. See, a lot of times we don't think that, or we don't believe that. Or if we're kind of, you know, trying to wrestle with faith, or we're trying to figure this thing out, I know people like to look at the negative things that the world has said about God, or the negative people that have claimed to be Christians that have done some terrible, terrible things. But the reality is that's not God. That's not Jesus. Because God so loved the world, everyone, despite what they're going through, despite what they look like, despite who they love, despite all of this, God loved the world and gave his life for them so that they could be saved. And that is a truth that will never change. That's how much God loves you. And that's why we have hope. And although we're living through some crazy, interesting times, to say the least, times of constant an ongoing change, just know that God, in the midst of all this, and he will never change. And no matter how exhausting or scary or frustrating or hopeless you may feel, no matter how hopeless and things may seem or look, just remember that God's not surprised. He's not caught off guard by this. He's working all things together for good. Even when our human minds and our finite minds don't understand it. Because to us, none of it makes sense. God, why would you let this happen? We have to know that he's working all things together for good. It's not falling apart, it's falling in place. And he's not surprised. He's got this. And I don't know exactly what each of you are going through today, or how you're navigating and handling everything that has been the past 3 months since we saw each other face to face in person last. But I want to remind you that when all seems lost, when you feel alone, when you feel angry, brokenhearted, ready to quit, ready to throw in a towel, just remember that there's still hope, and that God never changes. And then when you're in those darkest moments, that God will rescue you. When you're in that time of trouble, he will rescue you. When your emotions are just devastated, he will sustain you. He will pull you and lead you through physically, mentally, and emotionally. And he will save you. He will. Because he loves you that much. You've never gone too far. You've never done too bad of things. You've never cursed his name too many times to where when you fall on your knees before him and say, God, I believe. And I'm wrestling. Help me. Because you'll be saved. Because of these things, there's still hope. Let's pray. God, I come to you this morning. I am so, so thankful to be here, to be with such incredible people, to be a part of such a beautiful and amazing church. God, thank you for allowing us to meet together today. Thank you for sustaining us through this chaos. God, we thank you for technology that we could continue to do life together and continue to connect and continue to do all the things while the world around us was in turmoil and panic. And God, we just thank you for that. And this morning, God, I pray that you would just speak truth to each and every person that's here or each and every person that's watching online. God, that whatever they're going through, whatever they're wrestling with, whatever they're facing, that they would know that in you there's still hope. That you're not surprised, that you're not caught off guard, but you got this. Help them to know that in that, you got them. God, if there's anyone here that doesn't know you as Savior, God, I pray that you would speak to them. That you would help them to see who you really are and how much you really love them. And it's not something to push away. It's not something to be afraid of, but something to be embraced. It's a journey to travel and walk through. So God, in this moment, I pray that you would just help them to know that you love them. May they feel your love. And because of that, confess and believe that you are God, that you died for them, that you rose again, so that they could be forgiven and eternally connected to you. God, help us to understand and believe and embrace that you will rescue us in our troubles, that you will sustain us, and that you'll save us. God, we love you. Pray that in this moment, as Jared and the team lead in worship, that you would just speak to us, God. Convict us of things we need to hear. Lord, help us to move forward and grow closer to you. God, I pray that if there's something that we need to hear or someone needs to hear that has nothing to do with what I said, God, that you would speak that to them, Lord, in this moment. God, do your thing. We just thank you for allowing us to be a part of it. And in your name we pray. Amen. All right, LifePoint Church, thank you guys so much for being here with us online this morning. I'm so thankful again that we can continue to have this platform to connect and do life together. So thank you for being with us. Just a few things. One, if this is your first time checking out LifePoint Church and you want some more information, you can go ahead and drop a comment, or you can go to our website and you can reach out to us that way, and we would be more than happy to answer any questions that you have. Also, you can continue to give with your tithes and your offerings. If you go to our website, which is lpc502.com, top right-hand corner is an online giving button. You click it, it takes you to a safe and secure place where you can give. Also, we do have text to give, and if you text 84321, it'll guide you through a setup process, and then you can begin to give via text. But however you choose, we just are very appreciative and thankful that you are faithful in your giving, and a part of us continuing to reach more people with the gospel and love on our community. Again, thank you guys so much for being here with us online this morning. Happy Father's Day to all you dads out there. And we love you, and we'll see you next time.